welcome to season two of Sassy Single Moms. My name is Winnie and I'm the founder and host of the Sassy Single Moms podcast. In this new season, you can expect to hear expert advice by moms for moms, such as our first guest, Louise, who's built the on-demand postnatal platform Joya to help moms jump back into the swing of things after giving birth. Hi, Louise. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. I'm using this time to really like meet you, learn more about your journey. So thank you for taking the time out to meet with me today.
Thank you.
So Louise, maybe just as a starting point, do you want to just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I'm a mother. Mother to Sebastian. He's a toddler, he's 2.5.
Going, how are you finding the two?
Yeah, great. I think this is probably my favorite age, actually. He can chat and you can have a good conversation with him, and like he's just funny. He's just really funny, and he's just got a proper little personality, although I have just spent an hour and a half of him in the car where he was like mainly napping, actually, but we had to pull over on the side of the road and have a little cuddle.
I love it. So I remember, like, I mean, it's been years ago since my son was two, but I think those years are so precious because they learn about everything for the first time. Yeah. Please carry on. So Sebastian's 2.5.
Yeah, he's 2.5. And I'm a yoga teacher and I have a yoga studio in East London, in Leighton, which was closed for the best part of, more than a year, I'd say, over the pandemic. So as part of that, I kind of set up an on-demand platform called, my studio is called Pause, and it was linked to that, and it was called Pause at Home. And then I did this big rebrand where I changed it completely when the studio reopened again, and we changed it to Joya. And that was focusing on like women's health and women's well-being. And now I'm in the process of completely pivoting. Not completely pivoting, but pivoting again, doing another pivot. Yeah. It's still going to be called Joya, but it's focusing just purely on postnatal. It's going to be relaunching as an on-demand postnatal course.
I want to take a step back. Let's just go back a little bit before we start talking about Joya and this incredible program that you've built for postnatal care. I mean, how long were you a yoga teacher for, and what inspired you to get into that?
So I worked in fashion for 10 years at big brands, big companies. And the last place I worked at, I think I just sort of realized I didn't really want to work in fashion. And it was a fairly stressful environment, and I was doing a lot of yoga on the side to kind of cope with it. It was either that or alcohol. Sometimes both, not at the same time. Yeah. I was doing a lot of yoga.
And how did yoga, at that time, because there might be moms who are listening to this who are currently also working very demanding jobs, and maybe they're also trying to think of ways that they can maybe relieve some of the stress. So how did yoga benefit you during that period?
I was probably doing quite like, on reflection, I probably shouldn't have been doing quite vigorous yoga, but I was, and it's probably the same kind of release that people get from things like HIIT. I think with yoga, it kind of just balanced me. It kind of reset me and reset my nervous system, rebalance my nervous system. Because when you're working in a stressful environment, or when you're just stressed from whatever, your cortisol level, so your stress hormone, is like sky high. So you're constantly running on adrenaline, and that's what leads to burnout.
Yes.
So that's why yoga, that's why most forms of exercise or meditation are brilliant for that. And any way you can kind of weave something into your day, if this is how you're feeling, is really important. That's kind of what led me onto that. And I was kind of doing it a lot. And I went to India whilst I was still working, I went over Christmas and New Year because I had a big chunk of time off.
How long ago was this?
That was 2016.
Okay.
I think.
Wow. 5 years ago.
Is that 5 years ago? Yeah. 2021. 5 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. I forget what year we're in now.
I only know because I graduated in 2015. So I'm always like, how many years since you graduated? Are you doing anything with your life?
Especially with last year. I just write off last year.
Like, yeah. I feel like I want that time back. I'm really annoyed that I've grown a year older because I'm like, that's not fair. Technically, I'm still the age I was when we went into the pandemic. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Over a year.
So that was 2016. I went to India, did like an intensive course, and then started teaching on the side. So I was working full time and then started teaching outside of it, building my own classes and client base around where I live in Leighton.
And was it the trip that encouraged you to start teaching? Was it the fact that you kind of wanted to stop working full time and maybe go into your own form of entrepreneurship? Like, what motivated you?
Yeah, it was an exit strategy.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
It's always good to have.
Yeah, it's always good to have an exit strategy. It was very much an exit strategy, but it made sense. Like, I was like, okay, this is kind of, I do want to learn more about this for my own well-being, but also to kind of share this with other people. And it was an exit strategy. I kind of had an inkling that what I was working on was going to come to an end. And I was basically waiting for redundancy.
Okay. And is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah. So that happened. That happened, which was a good thing. Redundancies can be a good thing.
Yeah. Anyone that's definitely, I agree.
Facing that out there. So that then helped me. I then found a space to rent and created my own yoga studio because I was made redundant and
you had the means to obviously be able to stay in a studio at the time. Yes.
Yeah. 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 So that was kind of my, yes. And the studio's been open. It's nearly our fourth birthday, actually.
That's incredible. So you ran the studio for 4 years. And, you know, before the pandemic, what was that like? What kind of audience? What kind of people were coming along? How often were you running classes?
We run classes every day, so 7 days a week. And we run classes 7 days a week. We run yoga, Pilates and bar classes, like pre and postnatal. And then we would do workshops, lots of workshops like sound baths and there was lots going on. I'm trying to think because it's such a long time ago, but we've got a fairly strict back schedule at the moment, which things are just starting to pick up again. So yoga studios, like as with a lot of businesses out there, are kind of they're still really like recovering from what's happened over the last 19 months. Things are just starting to pick up again. Thankfully.
And I can definitely understand that because I used to use ClassPass. I used to love ClassPass before the pandemic. Mm. And I know that they IPO'd just at the tip of January.
Yeah.
And then pandemic happened. And then now ClassPass is gone, you know, and I don't exercise in that way anymore. Because before I used to go to my classes, I'd go in the morning, I'd go to my yoga classes, I'd go to a lot of my classes. But I had to pick up new forms of exercise during the pandemic. So I can absolutely understand how the industry as a whole, just like classes, yoga, and that particular industry has been impacted like in a negative way because a lot of users have found new ways to exercise.
Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah. And I think it's habit breaking. It's habit breaking. That's what it is. It's trying to build people's habits again for that have been broken for so long. And that's a really difficult thing.
So how have you managed your community since obviously the effects of the pandemic for your studio?
So we did live streams. We did the whole live stream thing. I set that up pretty quick actually.
Awesome.
I closed the studio before we were told. There was that funny time. where the government kind of playing games for everyone, and they were like, no, it's still fine.
I remember it so well. I remember that funny period. It was like the end of February to early March, and yeah. I remember because I left the office 1 week, the hysteria, it was too much.
It was a weird time. So yeah, there was that week or two where they weren't saying that you should close, and then people were worried about closing because they wouldn't get their insurance payout and all of that. But yeah, I closed a bit earlier than other places, and just kind of got the whole like live stream thing set up, and that was good.
And what was your postnatal experience?
Yeah, my postnatal experience was like obviously more challenging. I taught up until I was 34 weeks pregnant, and then. Yeah, my postnatal experience, I did go back to teaching when he was about 3 months old, and I just kind of thought, this is, like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Why is that? How do you mean, what am I doing? Like, is it because he was still really young?
No, it was just hard. Like, obviously, he's still waking up a lot in the night. I mean, he still does now, he's 2.5.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, when you teach either yoga or anything really, when you teach anything, like you're just giving quite a lot of yourself away. And when you're a mother, all you do is give yourself to your children.
Your child, your work, your spouse, your family, like, definitely.
I just had nothing else to give. And I was just like, what am I doing? I can't really do this. And, just decided to not go back to teaching for a year because I was still running the business. Like I only had like a month off running the business.
Yeah.
So I would just work in Sebastian's nap times and night and stuff. And it wasn't too bad. That was kind of manageable, but I couldn't teach on top. Right. It's too much, too many different ways for your brain and everything to work. It's, well, for me it was anyway.
No, that's fair. I know exactly what you mean. I think even for me, sometimes running the podcast, I have to take time off just so that I can realign, readjust, because it does get a lot. And I think sometimes as women, you know, there is that pressure to like consistently be doing something productive, be working towards your future and so on, and they can feel like a lot of pressure to do stuff, and you do have to have those self-care moments and just be like, I'm gonna stop and just get myself together again.
You have to. It's so important, but it's so hard to do. And this is one of the biggest challenges, I think, when as I'm building Joya for our postnatal kind of audience, that is one of the biggest challenges. We sent out a survey to our audience. We had over 100 responses, and everyone just said their biggest blockers to exercise or just making time for themselves is time and just having a million other things to do. And it's just about how you kind of try and create and not feel guilty about it as well, like not feeling guilty about making time for yourself. Like I posted a statistic yesterday on Instagram, which was from a report that Sport England did, that said 1 in 6 mothers feel guilty about exercising, about taking time out to exercise. They feel like they should be doing something else. Why do we feel that?
It's such a shame, because actually exercise is so beneficial in terms of everything we have to do as mothers.
It's and in the same study it said that when your children see either when their children see their mother exercising rather than a father, that they're more influenced by their mother they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's even more important from that perspective as well.
And I actually believe that. So I have a real life experience. So I've always been a bit of I'd say for the last, like, I don't know, 8 to 9 years, I've always been a bit of a fitness buff. I'm not like a pro, so I don't do anything to the max, but I'd always like do a class in my front room. I started off by doing YouTube classes, probably like in 2015, actually. It was the year I was graduating uni. used to do fitness classes, moved on from fitness classes to doing more like going to the gym. So I actually like got a gym membership and I started going to the gym, and then I moved on to like ClassPass and so on. So my son had seen that, and and he's kind of like fitness journey. So obviously they have PE, and he was just, I don't want to say lazy, but he wasn't motivated as much. Like, he used to play football and he used to do sports like in other ways, but he wasn't motivated as much to exercise. And during the pandemic, I used to really be like, come on, let's go out. Like, let's go for a run. Let's do some skipping and all of these things. And similarly, he wasn't as motivated. But now that he's gone into his teenagers, in the last year, I've seen that he's so much more motivated.
Oh, by exercise. So good.
He's signed himself up to a boxing class.
Amazing.
He started playing football. Like today he went to go and play football, and these are all things that he used to do before. Then he kind of got over it, and now he's like doing it off his own accord. So I completely agree that I think there has been some influence for me like exercising.
Absolutely.
Thank you, because now I'm like, you're going to do the 5k, like the couch to 5k, and I'm going to train you and set you up, and it's not a fight. And now he's like, can I get a gym membership? And I was like, no, not quite.
Really? Oh no, but that's like, that's amazing. And that just, yeah, it goes to show, like,
so what postnatal challenges do you think women face after birth, especially women who are not exposed to like exercise or other self-care activities?
So I think there's a big, and this all plays part in the big gender health gap, that that there perhaps isn't the support there after you've given birth, or perhaps it just feels like a bit of a fight sometimes. Like, I've been to doctors after I've given birth, and on more than one occasion I've had the answer, well, things are different after giving birth.
Just very vague, essentially.
Obviously we know that, but you know, there's a lot of women walking around with things like prolapse and pelvic floor issues. Like, in us, we sent out the survey, I think I mentioned before, and 75% of those women are still symptomatic. Yeah. And there just isn't that kind of support out there, unless you have lots of money, unless you have lots of time as well. Time and money. And that's kind of why I've set up Joya, because it's going to be more accessible in terms of price. You know, a lot of pelvic health physios, they charge 100-150 for
a session.
And we've got Claire, who's a brilliant pelvic floor physiotherapist, and she'll lead you through. You know, sometimes you do have to go and get assessed. That is important, and you can get that on the NHS. I think they can refer you, but Claire will kind of take you through 10 different pelvic floor exercises, and you'll be able to kind of access those each week. Again, like accessing things like Pilates and fitness. I had access to those because I have a yoga studio where we do Pilates.
That's what I was going to say. I think the other thing to add as well is just knowledge, like knowing.
Absolutely, yeah. See, this is my world. I know all of this. This is I'm deeply immersed in all of this. Yeah. But
I used to suffer from really bad back pain, because obviously that's very normal after you have a child. A lot of women suffer from back pain, from bending down, from like the cot. You know, I don't think they realize the space between like the adult and the cot when you're bathing, bending down when you're bathing, bending down to pick up the baby. So you spend a lot of time like overworking your back. So I used to have terrible back pain, and I stumbled onto Pilates. It wasn't anything that anybody told me to do. I stumbled onto it from just like watching YouTube videos, because I found that I used to do yoga, but I found that there was a lot of movement. So I was like, warrior one, warrior two, and I was like, there must be a simpler form of this. Like, there must be something that requires me to maybe move around a little less. So then I stumbled onto Pilates, and I was like, okay, I think this works, you know, because I was like on the floor and doing like, you know, the small circles and then the bigger circles and all of those things. And after a few sessions, I straight away noticed that my back improved a lot. Like, it was almost like the back pain never existed. That was what was really interesting to me.
That's brilliant. So how long after birth was that?
that was quite a few years after birth, so I would say probably about 7. It wasn't intimate.
Well, the thing is, unless you'd kind of gone through that postnatal care, like you still probably were postnatal, you know.
And that's why I think when you say there are a lot of women that walk around like that still have a lot of these postnatal challenges, I completely agree because. Yeah.
Absolutely. So the bulk of our kind of movement based sessions are Pilates, because Pilates is brilliant for, although I'm a yoga teacher, Pilates really is brilliant for kind of rebuilding strength, particularly core strength. It's brilliant for kind of anything pelvic floor, because obviously for anyone that doesn't know, like the pelvic floor and the core are attached.
Yeah.
And as you said, the posture kind of tends to go, I think you're kind of used to walking certain way my knees
were stronger. I noticed that my knees were also stronger. They were more like, you know, when I stood, I kind of stood straight. And I wasn't wobbling almost.
Yeah.
My feet were actually firm on the ground. So the two things I'd noticed was the strength in my knees and my back just having less pain.
Yeah, yeah. And also, like, you can get back pain from things like diastasis recti, which is the separation of the, which is totally normal, of the abdominal muscles. We need to do that to house a baby.
When you give birth, of course.
Everyone gets it. But sometimes it doesn't heal. There's different paths for different people in terms of that healing journey. So that's one of the things we also address in the Joy of Postnatal course as well. But sometimes if that hasn't healed correctly as well, that can lead to back pain. So that could also have been like the source of back pain for
what other. I guess you've just pointed one out where I'm sure some mothers are going to listen to this and be like, yeah, that's me. Like, I know that's definitely how I feel. What are some other well-known postnatal just like challenges that other women also feel?
The main ones really are the pelvic floor. So pelvic floor dysfunction. And I'm just going to have to caveat by saying I'm not a medical professional. So I'm not a doctor and I'm not a pelvic floor physiotherapist. But yeah, the main ones are pelvic floor dysfunction. So that can be incontinence, whether that's, you know, you could feel like you need to go to the toilet all the time, or you could feel like you could be leaking. You could be leaking when you cough and sneeze.
I'm sure that still happens. I'm sure that still happens to me. I'm pretty sure.
So yeah, so there's different ways that you can train the pelvic floor. The great thing is the pelvic floor is a muscle.
Okay.
So it can be trained, and that's the beauty of it. But it can be seen as quite boring. People go to the gym and they lift weights.
Yeah.
But like it's a muscle, so it can be trained. So, the coughing and sneezing, that's the fast twitch muscle fibers that you need to train.
Where is it? Well, I guess you're not a doctor, so you don't need to go there. But I'm like, I'm gonna have to join one of these classes because I feel like I still have postnatal things that I need to go through.
So this is the thing. Like, so when our website launches, which will be soon, we will have explainer videos about the pelvic floor.
Yes.
Because we don't all know where the pelvic floor is. We don't all know exactly what it does. We don't all know like what the functionality of it is.
Yeah.
Because we've not been taught that.
Yes.
You know, we probably should have done in things like sex education and
Sex education is just like scary. I don't know if you watched a Netflix series, but
yes.
Don't do this. It's like my mum could have told me this. Yeah. What are you actually teaching me?
Just don't have sex.
Essentially.
Just don't have sex. And then they split the boys and the girls up. And so we have explainer videos which one of them talks about what the pelvic floor is and what you asked, what symptoms you could be experiencing after giving birth. And they're all very, very common. Like 63% of our survey said that they'd experienced incontinence. So it's really common. It's not something that you have to live with. That's that's really important to kind of hammer home. It's not something you have to live with, but it is common. But it can, you know, it can, the pelvic floor can be trained. Everyone's journeys are going to be different with it. And then there's prolapse as well. So that is part of, like, so that is part of, that's basically where the pelvic organs can drop down. So it can kind of feel like, you know, there's, and again, Claire kind of talks about it in more detail.
But I think I know what you mean, because, you know, okay, so I'm doing my hand movement, so people who are listening are going to be able to see. But, you know, there's that exercise where you kind of put one leg up, one leg down, one leg up, one leg down. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like the scissors.
Yeah,
it's like scissors, essentially. So when I started doing Pilates and doing all that kind of scissor type exercise, I did notice that my pelvis area was higher. Like, it did, like, my hips almost were, like, higher, like closer to my belly button than they were before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, your pelvis moves. It moves. I mean, we've got when we're pregnant, we have relaxing in our body, but that's to birth our baby. So yeah, things. Oh, I mean, it's mad how much our organs move around inside.
So I guess it's really great that the product has some educational material in order to help women understand actually how to pinpoint these problems, what it looks like. And I guess that also means the session that they would do would be tailored around some of these kind of, like, you know, the more common concerns that they have, would you say?
Yeah. So the course is appropriate if you've had a vaginal delivery or a C-section. So you can do the course from between 6 or 8 weeks. And yeah, so we've got kind of educational videos, which will be available to anyone, even if you haven't signed up. So these will be available to everyone.
That's great. So
one of them will be on prolapse. One of them, like what it is, what you can expect, and how you might want to tailor your exercise after you've given birth if you've got a prolapse.
Awesome.
One of them, which I mentioned, which is on the pelvic floor. One on diastasis recti, which is what I mentioned before, which is the separation of the abdominal muscles.
What are symptoms for that? How would a woman know if that's becoming a concern?
So in this video, Claire, our physio, she will tell you how to check it on yourself.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a very kind of simple check, she'll kind of talk you through it about how deep it is and how wide it is. Again, we'd always caveat it by saying it's always good to go and see someone in person so they can kind of check it,
get more of a consultation,
and just kind of see it, to kind of just see where you're at before you kind of, you don't want to, I think a lot of people make this mistake some people make this mistake, you know, there's a lot of pressure on women to, I think it's getting better, the whole snapback culture.
Yes. Thank God.
It's getting better. But there is pressure.
And it lasts a lot longer than a year. It's not just, you know, because I feel like, because I had my son, like, a very long time ago. I had him, my son's going to be 15.
Yeah.
But since then, a lot of my friends have had kids.
Yeah.
And a lot of my friends are still on their snapback journey, should I say. And they look back at me and I was like, I was so young, you know, and I even remember it took me. So when I was pregnant, I was really slim. When I gave birth, I put on a lot of weight. So I went from like a size 8 to like a size 14. And then it took me like 4 years to lose all the weight that I'd accumulated after giving birth. I don't even know where it came from. But because of that, I know that. So sometimes some of my friends after a year, they have such high expectations, or they might still feel like, you know, maybe their breasts are still tender, or maybe they're still like, their hair is still not growing back the way that it used to. Lots of different issues. And I'm like, it's only been a year. Like, it took me 4 years to lose my baby weight.
and absolutely. And that's kind of what, our course is not about snapping back at all. Absolutely not. It's not about It's not about that. It's about healing both inside and out, like physically and mentally. So we've got, although we've got the, it's basically split into three sections. So in each module or week, you get three classes. So the first one is the rehab section. And that's the one that's taught by our pelvic floor physiotherapist, Claire. And then the rebuild section, that is Pilates and fitness, postnatal Pilates and fitness led by postnatal specialists, and then there's the calm section. So this is really important. So there's a lot of postnatal courses, or there's a lot of postnatal programs out there that are just fitness, or they're just Pilates. And that's why I think we're different with it being multi-modality, that it's about, the calm section is about like rebalancing your nervous system. Like I remember when I went in that first year, I was so highly strung. I was just on edge the whole time. Like my nervous system was like, I was basically just like, it's kind of like when you've got like a really stressful job, like your adrenaline is just constantly
going.
You're constantly in like a state of alert. Like, so that's why we brought in the calm element, which is either you'll get either a yoga, but yeah, my goal for Joya is that we can create these more personalized experiences. So someone who's had a C-section, you're going to get a different package. Someone that's had, like you say, more than one child, or perhaps their children are older and they've been postnatal for perhaps a longer period, their package might be slightly different to someone that's had a baby 2 months ago. So that's kind of like my goal for it.
And I think that's only right, because it is taken into consideration that not one woman has the same birth and experience.
And I think that's so important to kind of, it's so important to remember that.
Yeah.
Everyone's postnatal experience is different. Even when you've had two as well.
Yeah.
You know, people's birth.
And then so twins. Different.
Yeah.
Whole.
Yeah. Problem. Absolutely.
So how can sassy mums get involved with Joya at this stage?
At this stage, I would say head to our Instagram, which we'll put in the show notes.
Yes, definitely, we'll put it in the show notes, and we'll share it also on our Instagram.
Great. So we have some free classes that you can try out before signing up. So
are these classes face to face, virtual?
These are pre-recorded. These are pre-recorded classes. So we've got one. So if you've got any pelvic floor issues, or if you just want to strengthen your pelvic floor, we've got a yoga for pelvic floor. We've got yoga for C-section. We've got if you're pregnant as well and you want to join our mailing list.
Awesome, love it.
Or if you're pregnant, maybe you're nearing the end of your pregnancy.
In a couple of weeks and thinking about what postnatal is going to look like.
Yep. And then we've also got a free Pilates for diastasis recti class as well. So all of these are pre-recorded and they're free. Just head to the link in our bio in our Instagram and you can sign up, and then you'll be the first to know when we launch as well.
It's been great, Louise. It's been really nice learning more about your journey, hearing more about why you built Joya, and you know how you've been able to kind of, you know, pivot from a yoga studio through to on-demand classes, but still following your passion
in terms of
obviously supporting women through their pelvic, mental, as well as physical journey. So I absolutely love it. And it's been great having you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful.
And that's all for today's show. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @sassy_singlemums, or email me hello@sassysinglemums.com if you would like to share your postnatal story.